When you say Parkinson's disease, you think tremors or shaking, at least I did. And the other day I was talking about it with Samantha Ellenderry.
The main symptoms of Parkinson's can be a tremor or slowness of movement, impaired balance, and rigidity or stiffness. There actually is no specific test except an autopsy to diagnose Parkinson's for sure, and as you can imagine, not too many people want to sign up for that.
Ellenderry is the founder and CEO of the Parkinson Voice Project near Dallas, Texas.
Up to 90% of people with Parkinson's can have difficulty with speaking and swallowing.
But she says Parkinson's is not fatal, and with the right therapy, patients can retain much of their quality of life. That therapy includes physical and vocal exercise.
Anything that we do automatically, talking, walking, swinging our arms when we walk, all of those things are automatic movements. And people with Parkinson's can have a hard time with those. But we have a backup system. We have another motor system that is responsible for intentional movements, meaning when you're deliberate and purposeful, you can make your legs work the way you want them to work. You can make your voice come out stronger. And so we want people to know that they can have more control over their speech and their swallowing.
The Parkinson Voice Project has developed two therapy programs that are used around the nation. In Spokane, they were adopted by the Communication Disorders Program, operated by Eastern Washington University and Washington State University. Doreen Nicholas is the director of the two universities' speech clinic on the downtown Spokane campus. She says the approach is to get Parkinson's patients to speak with intent.
Patients with Parkinson's tend to talk with a low volume, and maybe they might have a little bit of a hoarse quality in their voice, but we would just say with intent, which really means trying to raise that decibel level. When you do that, they naturally take a breath, and they talk louder, and they sound much better, and people can hear and understand them.
Nicholas leads patients through some warm-up exercises. She says they start with 12 vocal therapy sessions in 4 weeks, and then they transition to a weekly class called the Loud Crowd. Many also join a local group called the Tremble Clefs. That's this group. They meet on Tuesday afternoons. Once Nicholas has her patients' voices ready, choir director Pam Baldwin and pianist and music therapist Donna Douglas lead them through some old favorites. The words are projected up on the screen.
The patients love it. The patients, usually come in, they are talking in a very soft voice. They may be a little skeptical. You can see it on their face. But it's fun as they leave the session to see how their faces lit up a little bit. They're smiling. Usually they bring a spouse with them. And we're able to have them see a change in that first 45 minutes.
We caught Roy Hooten on a good day. Today his voice is strong, but there are times he says his wife complains about his volume.
Especially when I'm talking to the wife around the house, we have a four-level house, and so I'll be talking to her and she doesn't hear me, and, you know, so I got to come down a couple flights. Here I am, you know, but just little things like that, yeah.
Patsy Wright is in fine form as well.
I have off days and on days. In fact, it may be in a half hour, I may be off. And I just don't have a voice. And I can't project the voice. And I try to enunciate the words. It just doesn't work.
But today it does work. Wright says she can tell she's making progress from when she first started.
And I couldn't carry one note to another. I was just monotone. And it's really, really helping me.
Samantha Ellenderry from the Parkinson Voice Project says programs like this are also helping to save lives. She says the number one cause of death for Parkinson's patients is aspiration, breathing in food and water. But by speaking with intent and singing, she says people can keep their muscles strong and minimize the chances of something going wrong.